Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. The Columbus County Animal Shelter has reopened to intakes. Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers says the shelter was closed temporarily when officials expected 34 dogs from a cruelty case to be returned to the shelter on Wednesday. That return was delayed, so now strays or owner drop-offs will once again be accepted. You can go to the shelter's Facebook page to view adoptable animals or drop by the shelter on Legion Drive in Whiteville to find your new furry member of the family. Filing for sheriff, clerk of court, county commissioners, school board, and other offices begins December 1st for the March primary. Primary winners go on to the general election in the fall. We have a full list of the open offices at columbuscountynews.com. More than $185.6 million in aid is to be distributed to 508 municipalities across the state by the North Carolina Department of Transportation. According to the North Carolina DOT, State Street Aid, which is part of the Powell Bill program, gives funding for resurfacing municipality-maintained streets. Local municipalities participating in the program include Cerro Gordo, Chadburn, Clarkton, Fair Bluff, Lake Waccamaw, Shallotte, Tabor City, and Whiteville. Half of this year's aid was already dispersed earlier this fall, with the remaining half is expected to be distributed to cities and towns by January 1, 2026. The Powell bill is funded through gas tax and other highway fees. A deputy is recovering after he was attacked by an inmate at the county detention center. James Rico Gore, who is being held awaiting trial on arson and attempted murder charges, reportedly attacked a detention officer on November 13th. The officer was injured but has since recovered. Gore was charged with assault on a law enforcement officer and returned to custody. On Tuesday, Lake Waccamaw's town board approved an ordinance restricting fences and other construction along the waterfront. All fences and walls now must be at least 50% open to allow views of the lake. The ordinance came about after Samara Davis erected a privacy fence to deter trespassers. Neighbors complained that the fence would restrict their view of the lake. Kayla Mae Benton will be the grand marshal for the Whiteville Christmas Parade this year. Six-year-old Kayla survived a car wreck that killed her mother. Columbus County News account manager Misty Cribb and seriously injured her stepbrother Maddox Zimmerman. Kayla spent most of this year at UNC Children's Hospital and is still recovering from her injuries. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office Investigative Division will host a program on community crime prevention tonight at 6 p.m. at the East End Substation on 356 Delco School Road. Residents can find out more about crime prevention strategies, victims' rights and responsibilities, and how crimes are investigated and handled in the courts. The meeting is open to the public. The Atlantic Basin has been more active than usual this year, but with 2 weeks left in the hurricane season, there have been no continental U.S. landfalls or Gulf storms so far this year. Let's all keep our fingers crossed. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for their Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. Their goal this year is to help 200 families. The Boys and Girls Home will host a Thankful Christmas concert and nativity show on Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. There will be special music starting at 3 p.m. and thousands of nativity sets on display as well as for sale. All proceeds benefit the home's programs of care. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night along with November 26th at the firehouse. There will be food, drinks, and prizes every night. The Veterans Memorial Park will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday, starting November 28th at the park. Shooting starts there at 6:30 p.m. nightly. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents a hometown Christmas party Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to three children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.